Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 23rd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Central Bank of the Bahamas launched the first central bank digital currency, the Sand Dollar. The currency is backed one-to-one to the Bahamian dollar, which itself is pegged to the U.S. dollar. This will roll out in phases across the country, focusing first on making sure banks and credit unions can meet compliance checks for the new currency to use in digital wallets. These wallets will require multi-factor authentication and be mobile-based. The central bank hopes the Sand Dollar will reduce financial service delivery costs and boost transactional efficiency for underserved communities in the country. In the next few weeks, Instacart will start a pilot program with Aldi to accept Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits for grocery deliveries and curbside pickup. The pilot will initially start across 60 stores in Georgia, with plans to expand over the next few months to 570 stores in Illinois, California, Florida, and Pennsylvania. In the pilot, customers will be able to select their electronic benefit transfer card to use SNAP benefits for orders. Apple retail chief Deirdre O'Brien said the company is expanding its express store formats, with plans to expand from 20 to 50 stores across the U.S. and Europe. The format was designed to allow for social distancing and puts a wall in front of the main store, adds plexiglass protection on the sales counter, and limits accessory shelving. A group of companies, including Microsoft, IBM, NVIDIA, Airbus, Bosch, and the nonprofit MITRE Corporation, released the Adversarial ML Threat Matrix, an open framework designed to help security teams detect, respond to, and remediate threats against machine learning systems. This framework includes a curated set of vulnerabilities and adversary behaviors vetted to be effective against production systems. The matrix is available on GitHub and open for further contributions from the community. A recent survey by Microsoft found that 89% of responding companies don't have the tools in place to adequately protect machine learning workloads. The World Health Organization announced a collaboration with Wikipedia to give the site free use of its published information, graphics, and videos. Like other content on the site, users are free to redistribute and translate the information as long as they attribute and link back to Wikipedia. Eventually, Wikipedia plans to implement live links with real-time updates on things like COVID-19 case numbers. Initially, information will be related to combating COVID-19 misinformation, but this will be expanded over time to include things like AIDS, Ebola, influenza, polio, and other diseases. TikTok announced an update to its content moderation policies, now notifying users that receive a content violation notice what part of the platform's community guidelines the video violated. TikTok said it's been testing these new violation notifications for the past few months and saw appeals reduced by 14% in those instances. In TikTok's most recent transparency report, it revealed the company was tracking the specific reasons why it removes videos. Google launched the Google Fi phone subscription program, letting customers buy a Pixel 4a for $9 a month over 24 months. Google also provides an optional protection plan for $6 a month that covers 2 accidental damage claims and 1 loss or theft a year. If users want to pay off the balance earlier, Google's terms will charge the full $349 retail price for the Pixel 4a. The subscription does not include a Google Fi cell phone plan, but Google Fi service subscribers will have the phone cost added to their bill. With the launch of the PlayStation 5, the console's media center will automatically include major streaming apps such as Netflix, Disney Plus, and Apple TV, as well as Spotify, Twitch, and YouTube. An Apple TV app is also coming to the PlayStation 4. Microsoft announced it will start testing integrating Skype's Meet Now feature into the taskbar on Windows 10 Insider builds. This will live in the notification area and allow users to set up calls and contact others. Meet Now was added to Skype back in April, letting users set up video calls without a Skype account or installing other software. Microsoft expects to start testing the feature in the coming weeks. And finally, Huawei announced that it generated revenue of 671.3 billion yuan, that's roughly 101 billion US dollars, in the first three quarters of 2020, up 10% in the year. The period did mark a significant slowing of growth from 2019, which saw revenue jump 24% with an 8.7% net profit margin. In a statement on the earnings, Huawei said that COVID-19 and U.S. trade policy have put its supply chain under intense pressure and that the company will do its best to find solutions, to survive, and to fulfill its obligations to customers and suppliers. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.